state has successfully done that yet of keeping the time without having to change. But I'm not sure. It may have to go through actual Congress in order to do that. But I pray they do it at one time, right? Because sometimes we don't like that extra hour of sleep, do we? Because we still late, aren't we? We're still late sometimes, even though we get that extra hour of sleep. So your message this morning, again, talking about the power to change. This week's title is Holy Habits. How many of y'all know we got holy habits we should be keeping? Amen. How many of y'all know you got holy habits that you're not keeping? Amen. How many of y'all watching online know that you got holy habits that you should be, but you're not keeping? Give me an amen in the comments. What do y'all think? Does God expect us to develop habits that are Christ-like and not worldly-like? I heard this one time. I don't know if it's still true today, but back in the day, everybody say back in the day. Now, for some of us, that back in the day might have been the 40s or 30s. For me, back in the day was like the 70s and 80s. But back in the day, I heard this little tidbit about habits. Y'all may have heard this or not. I'm not sure. But at the time I heard it, it was said that it takes 27 days to practice something to make it a habit. It takes 27 days to practice something to make it a habit, to where you don't have to practice it anymore. Amen? So that's what we're going to talk about. I thought that was a little interesting, little tidbit, because I don't know about you, but I sometimes have a hard time doing 27 minutes of practicing something. Because my mind gets sidetracked, my adult ADHD or whatever takes me over, I go running down the rabbit hole searching for a skunk. How many of y'all have done been there? So my time to study to make something become a habit, it's sometimes short run. Amen. Okay. Sometimes I add 27 days would never come to me. What about you? But how many of y'all are hoping to change something? How many of y'all are hoping to change something in your lives that you've been dealing with? How many of y'all hoping to get out of debt? Amen. How many of y'all hoping to improve your marriage? Your marriage. I was going Southern Gospel there for a minute. Marriage. How many of y'all hope to get in better shape? Even though I lost a bunch of weight, I have no muscle definition now, so better shape would still be good. How many of y'all want to get more organized? How many of y'all OCD people out here and watching online want to get more organized? I'm going to tell you, even though us people that aren't OCD, we still want to get more organized. But we run into that habit thing and we can't do it for that long. So after 27 minutes of organization, we usually take our box of stuff and just throw it up in here. And however it lands, guess what? That's organized. But how many of y'all want to have better organization? How many of y'all want to hope that the price of eggs go down? Amen. How many of y'all want to hope you get a mystery balloon that has some good prize in it? But guess what? All those hopes is good. Hope is good for us, isn't it? Hope is good for us. We would never want to go through life. I don't know about you, but I know I wouldn't. Would never want to go through life without some type of hope. Without something to hope for. Amen. Now, sometimes before we come to know Jesus, what we think is a good hope is running around like the world, running around like the devil, and doing all kinds of things we shouldn't be doing. Amen. But that's a false sense of hope, isn't it? That is a devil's lie sense of hope. But we all do want to go through life with hope, don't we? Hope alone won't change us. Hope alone won't change our lives. Amen? But guess what will? Habits. Habits will truly change us. Habits will truly change our lives. So I ask, what did you do Wednesday morning? Whatever you did Wednesday morning, was it similar to what you did Tuesday? A lot of times when you get out of bed, what do you do? What's the first thing you do? Some people, first thing you do, go to the bathroom. Some people, first thing you do, go make coffee, go make breakfast. But it's the same thing every day, isn't it? Each and every day, 99.9% of us do the same morning routine. The same thing we did yesterday is the same thing we did Tuesday or Wednesday or Monday. Amen. Might have been taking a bath. It might have been getting up out of bed. Sometimes those mornings when they hit, it's hard to get out of bed, ain't it? Because those comforts be feeling comforts. Those covers be feeling good. And the comforts of the bed, I guess, be feeling good, depending on how good your mattress is, right? So we don't want to get out of bed, do we? We hit that snooze alarm for just a little bit more time. But we do it every day, don't we? It becomes habit to us, don't we? One of the things we might do in the morning when we get up is check our email. Check our Facebook. Amen. Check our Instagrams. Whatever's going on. We might shower. We might eat. And at some point, we're going to get dressed, aren't we? At some point during the day, we're going to get dressed. You might even have the habit in the mornings of driving the same way to work or to school or your friends and family. And what happens when you do that so much, when you make that same drive over and over and over? You could probably drive all the way to work and not even realize it. I mean, like, wait a minute. I don't remember so-and-so that you passed maybe 15 miles. It's like, I made it here. I don't remember getting there. We kind of got on autopilot, don't we? We got our driving on autopilot because we have a habit of doing it so much that we get so used to it that it becomes ingrained in our brain. Most of what we normally do isn't a result of hope, is it? But it's a result of habits over and over. There was a study by Duke University that over 40% of the actions that we do daily are not the result of decisions, but the result of habits. Over 40% of the actions that we do daily are not the results of decisions, but the results of habits. In other words, if we want to change our lives, we have to change our habits. Amen. If we want holy lives, we have to develop holy habits. Daniel was on the earth about 587 B.C. Y'all don't know what B.C. means. That means before Christ. In other words, it means about long as some of us been on earth. Amen. It was a long time ago. King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians were destroyed Jerusalem. King Nebuchadnezzar burned the temple, murdered countless Jews, or Jews, I guess I'll get that out. He took the island captive, didn't he? He captivated that whole town, that whole city. But what did he do? He chose the best of the best. He chose the best of the best. Y'all remember who the best of the best was? Daniel. He chose Daniel to try to indoctrinate him with the Babylonian ways. And Daniel had no chance, did he? He had no chance. The king had crazy dreams, and Daniel interprets them. And the king bows down and presents an offering. And basically saying to Daniel, surely your God is the one true God. How many of y'all know that one true God? If Daniel had broke down and just went along with whatever the king wanted him to do, instead of having the holy habits that he did, it would have been a whole different story, wouldn't it? He would have given in. Amen. And God would have not got glory out of that situation. How did God do something so big through somebody so small in Daniel? God often does big things through small habits. Y'all hear that? God often does big things through small habits. Daniel had the favor of King Nebuchadnezzar. He planned to promote him, didn't he? He planned to promote Daniel. And the key leaders in the kingdom were what we still get today, weren't they? The key leaders were jealous. Amen. They devised a plan to take Daniel out. How many of y'all know leaders like that still today? Amen. We still need the same God habits that Daniel had back then. Same holy habits that he had, so that we can protect ourselves against jealous leaders today. But they devised a plan to take him out. The leaders couldn't find any weaknesses in order to do something to take him out, could they? Because he had no vulnerabilities. Daniel's holy habits were so strong that there wasn't an inch for the knife to get through. There wasn't anywhere that the devil could stick an arrow through with those jealous leaders. Daniel 6:5 says this. Finally, these men said, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God." And what'd they do? They tried to pressure King Nebuchadnezzar into making a law. And he prayed for the next 30 days. He got stuck, didn't he? At one point, he got stuck in that line. What did he do? What happened? We're about to see. This big habit right here. This big holy habit that made Daniel stand out and last for that period. But you got to watch for it, right? Daniel 6:10 says this. "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem." Three times a day. How many?
Three
times. Habit, right? Habit. He always did it. They always do three times. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed. Did I ask us, how many times do we get on our knees and pray today? Is it just by happen chance, or we have holy habits and do it multiple times? But he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done all those times before. Amen. And then when the lion did situation happen, how did Daniel set himself apart? How did he set himself apart? How did he make it through there? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, he had faith. Daniel had faith. He had the holy habit of faith to stare down that line. Daniel prayed, just as he'd done time and time and time before. Just one small habit. Amen. Prayer, prayer, prayer. One small holy habit. And prayer giving, and what prayer can give us today, is intimacy with our God. We get to hear from our God with prayer. We get courage to obey our holy habits through prayer. We get the power to overcome temptations through prayer. We get the strength to stand firm through faith and prayer where others fall. Amen. Never underestimate how God can start something big through one small habit. Amen. We talked a little bit earlier about a real and lasting change isn't a behavior modification. Talked a couple weeks ago, remember? It isn't a behavior modification. It's a spiritual transformation. And last week we talked about the identity and what do we want to do with ourselves. You do what we want to do, don't we? Because of what we think of ourselves, what we think of us. We got to understand and define who our spiritual who is, who our spiritual heart is. I'll get that word out. And we had those three spiritual habits that we talked about. Based on who you are, who you want to become, what's one habit that we need to start. Based on who we need to be, or who we want to become, what is one holy habit that we need to start? It don't have to be anything big, does it? It don't have to be like a triathlon or buying a big old house. Amen. It don't have to be better. It can be small, don't it? Can it? It can be something that don't have to be hitting the snooze button. Amen. But it might be something like hitting the Bible before Instagram. Praying with the kids at bedtime. Or small habits. Small holy habits that we can change. That will change our lives and our faith every day. Amen. We got to take a look at things we do. One habit that we can do. If we have somebody that cares about us, or who we care about, we can send them a note or a text of appreciation a day so that they know that somebody is thinking about them, somebody loves them. Amen. Somebody cares about them, about their heart, their mind, and their soul. We might have a person that's organized. We help them make their bed first thing of the day. Amen. That's small holy habits we can change. We all want to be godly examples for our kids, don't we? We can Bible plan with the kids, not separately, and then say, hey, you need to join us. Because I don't know about you, but teens nowadays don't like to be told. They like to be included in the plans and the Bible stuff. We might have a person that's wanting to get healthier. How many of y'all know somebody like that? How many of y'all, somebody healthier yourself? Might help them eliminate soft drinks. Amen. Hey, I think maybe even the zero sugar ones, which I am a bad habit of, I think that might still be a bad habit and not that healthy for us. You might have somebody that tells you they want to get closer to God. How many of y'all have somebody that tell you they want to get closer to God? Help them attend church. Help them get to church every week. Because I don't know about you, but the ones who are here, the ones who are watching online, if you don't make it to church, 99% of the time, you are not going to get closer to God. There is no way we can get closer to God if we're not in His house with our brothers and sisters. Amen. Hebrews 10:25 says this: let us not neglect meeting together, as some have made a habit, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching. The ones who are online, that who attend the church, but they're watching online now, guess what? Guys, we miss you. We miss you. And trust me, you might be getting a message at home, but you're not getting the full effect. You're not getting the full ball game. Amen? You might be getting a message, but you're not getting a touchdown. You might be getting a score, but you're not winning the game. Amen? So we miss you. So based on who you want to become, what one habit do we want to start? Let's talk about how we can create that one habit. We got to make it obvious. We got to make it obvious. We got to make that habit obvious. When it comes to our habits, our cues determine what we do. If you want to change what we're doing, we got to change our cues. We got to make our cue obvious. In other words, if you want to start a vitamin, guess what? Put it in the drawer where you're going to be opening every day. Amen. Set it out the night before to where you can get it. If you want to read the Bible more, put it on the table beside your bed. Put it in your car. Not in the back seat. Amen. But maybe in the console where the gears, or even up on the dash. So when you get in the car, the first thing you see is the Bible. And it triggers you to have that holy habit to read that Bible. Amen. We got to make it obvious. We got to make it easy to get to. One thing we can do to make it easy to get to is journal daily. How many of y'all journal?
Amen.
I have a habit. I can't. I haven't been able to start journaling. So that's one thing I need to do. That's a habit, holy habit I need to do. Maybe start journaling to get a little bit closer. But when we journal daily, don't write a book. Amen. It can be just a one sentence. Just write one sentence. Until you're in the habit and have that holy habit of journaling daily down pat. One thing, it might be pray with her spouse. One way to do that is grab her hand and thank God for one thing that you like about her. The other thing we got to do is make it easy. Is start exercising. How many of y'all want to start exercising, but you can't go to the gym? You can't get out of the house to do anything. Well, guess what? I'm not going to do these right now because I'll probably pass out. But just drop down and do 5 push-ups. You got to start. You make it easy. It's got to be easy to start to get to our habits. Because I probably couldn't do 5 push-ups anyway, but you understand the example, right? Clarity expands on the small ideas, and that makes the habit sticky. Something like, I will do what after I? So like Daniel prayed 3 times a day. I'll pray 3 times a day after I eat or in my prayer closet. That's one way of making them stick. Rather than just having Daniel prayed 3 times a day, you got some after effect with it, some action items. Amen. After doing something or in his prayer closet. Something in the morning. We all like breakfast sometimes. We'll eat good, like healthy. Oatmeal healthy, right? I'll eat oatmeal after I take a shower or after I read my Bible. One way of double stacking on those holy habits of getting better and reading the Bible and getting closer to God. Or something, it might be something. After I put the kids to bed, I'll do 5 push-ups. 5 push-ups, and after that, I'll journal a sentence. After I do 5 push-ups and journal a sentence, I'll hold hands with my wife or my boyfriend, girlfriend, and thank God for one thing for her. Amen. We have to have a spiritual who. We have to have a spiritual why. We have to have a spiritual what in order for us to have holy habits. 1 Timothy 4:8 says this: physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. We got to do one small habit at a time. And as we do those holy habits, we'll become more like Jesus each and every day. Amen. We'll be hoping to change. But hope, again, won't change the life. Habits will. Amen. Hope will get us started, but habits will get us going and completed. Based on who we want to become, what one small habit is it that we have that we need to make? Zechariah 4:10 says this: do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Amen. Begin. We got to start before we can get to the end. Amen. Because a person who is disciplined will serve Jesus well with intentionality and not just happenstance. When we're not disciplined, we'll eat whatever we want. We'll eat anything. We don't work out consistently if we're trying to lose weight. And eat better because we're not disciplined. Amen. We might read the Bible to preach, but sometimes we don't pray with our family and friends and our spouses because we might have worked too much. But don't hope to change. We got to create habits. Not one big habit, But consistent small habits will change our lives. You won't change because we hope to be better. You change your life because we established holy habits to get better. Never underestimate again how God can start something big through one small habit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for your word spoken, Lord, and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I ask that you impress upon each one of us, Lord, the importance today, Lord, to truly have holy habits. Lord, the only way to get closer to you each and every day, Lord. Lord, not worldly habits, Lord. Lord, but truly habits from you on high. Lord, may we strive, each and every one, to read the Bible every day, Lord, to get something closer to you, Jesus. Lord, a way that we can stay out of hell and damnation, Jesus. Lord, and be in that eternity with you, Jesus. Lord, I ask that you touch each one of us, Lord. Lord, may you have us brought to somebody this week, Lord. Lord, that we can tell about your mercy, your grace, and your love, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything you do. In your name I pray. Everybody said,